Stephen Barrett, a barrister at Radcliffe Chambers. Stephen, what is this stuff about EU crickets?
Right. So a few years ago, in 2015, the EU decided to put insects into the food chain. And they did that by modifying the law. And then they allowed a body called the European Food Standards Agency to authorize some insects into the food chain. As far as I can tell, the first one they authorized were dried yellow mealworms. And what attracted my attention last week was that, as you say, divergence is happening because the EU is carrying on with its policy, which it wants insects in the food chain. And we have separated from it, so we're no longer automatically doing what the EU says. So last week, the EU authorized partially defatted cricket powder into the food chain. And as you say, it's now they've authorized it into beer and pizza. Whether or not you want insects in the food chain is a political decision. So there will be people, no doubt, listening to this who say, well, look, I want insects in the food chain. This is a growing industry. You know, it's got, and there's the counter political argument. There's always the counter political argument. What happens inside the EU is that the arguments are not made. They're not discussed in public, and they're not something that the public can participate in. Those people who do want insects in the food chain should know that I'm not saying I'm not anti-food insects in the food chain. I'm completely neutral. But they'd also, I think, find this new law quite curious, because the other thing the EU has done, and if you're sort of pro-free markets and pro-new products and pro-insects, the EU has given a five-year monopoly to one company to put partially defatted cricket powder into the food chain. That is inherently curious itself. I mean, that is itself a political decision. And it's not part of the tradition of our laws. I mean, if our parliament started passing laws giving specific named companies monopolies, the press, I think, would rightly pick that up.
But, cards on the table here. I'm a bit of a free market leaning guy. I would have thought that the state has no business in telling someone what they can and can't sell as long as it's not poisonous. I wouldn't mind a shop selling, I don't know, dried cricket powder if they wanted to. I might not want to buy it, but it's their prerogative. It seems very odd the way in which the EU is doing it, and illustrative more than anything else of the way in which our laws may well be already diverging by not doing anything at all. I wonder, do we have any idea of how many regulations the EU is passing to this end at the moment? I mean, if we were to stay still for another sort of year or two, how different would our law look from the EU's regulatory playbook?
It would look very different. I mean, there are hundreds of changes happening. And this is relevant to us because the EU still runs Northern Ireland. So whilst we are diverging, I mean Great Britain. I mean England, Wales and Scotland. We are diverging. Northern Ireland is if you like, pulling away from us. Mm-hmm. Recently, I think it was last year, the EU banned the use of titanium oxide as a food dye. That's another one. That's another difference, a divergence that has happened. We still permit it. This question of risk that you raise is very interesting. Because partially defatted cricket powder does carry, and the EU recognised this, a risk of something they call primary sensitisation, which I think is a medical condition, and a risk of anaphylactic shock. Now, what they've done is look at the science provided by the company, and the EU has made the decision that those risks are too small to justify banning it and too small to justify a warning label going on it. Mm. And again, that's a political decision.
Yes, but it's taken without the sort of process that you'd expect normal elected politicians in open debates to have made. I suppose that's the big issue with the EU. It's all behind closed doors. It's done by this big bureaucracy. Stephen, I could talk to you for hours about this. Sadly, the programme is at its end. But thank you so much, as always, for joining us here on The Briefing this morning. Really appreciate your time.